This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we were considering what Malachi 2, 5 through 7 says about God's expectations of spiritual leaders, things we should appropriate by faith and obedience. Let's look at verse 6. True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips. The focus here is on communication. True instruction refers to the content of what we say. What we teach should be the truth. Nothing false should be found on our lips. People are listening. Are we concerned that whenever they tune in to what we are saying, they are hearing truth? They also are watching our walk. Malachi says, "He walked with God in peace and uprightness and turned many from sin." Are you walking with God in peace and uprightness? Is what you teach reflected in your behavior? If it is, God will cause many to turn from their sin. Is your life having that kind of impact on those around you? Malachi goes on to point out that our communication should preserve knowledge, and this in turn should cause those who listen to us to seek instruction. Is what others are hearing from your lips causing them to seek more information, more truth? Whether you are a priest, prophet, or pastor, or just an ordinary Christian, God considers you to be a messenger to those around you. If you are a parent, does what your children see in your life and what they hear from your lips cause them to want to learn more and experience a deeper walk with God? It should. And it will if you are living in a way that honors God. That is a high calling and demands a humble and wholehearted commitment to God.